Welcome back to the podcast, guys. I'm extraordinarily excited to be talking about today's topics because they have had a freaking amazing effect on businesses that I've worked with, over our clients to our own organizations that I've been around and been able to help. This topic today has been able to break and unlock the key to be able to generate a very high quality and very consistent lead for our businesses. Now, for those of you who don't know, we are a lead generation agency. Now, I am the founder and I'm your host of the podcast, Jackson Earnge, and I run a little company called Earnge Media. Now, I operate a few different businesses in the tech and SaaS space. However, Earnge Media is our main business and the main company that we utilize. Now, we have around 12 staff and I currently run the company digitally around the world. Now, I'm based in Australia from the Gold Coast initially, but at the moment, I'm currently in Amsterdam and I'm on a six-month trip around the world. So I spent around the last 2.5 months in the UK from London up to Edinburgh, into Scotland, Ireland, went down to Paris, Belgium, and I'm currently in Amsterdam heading down to Italy. So interesting enough, one of the topics today is around being able to build something into your business that's going to help you get consistency in branding, consistency in message, and at the end of the day, help a lot of people in the process of you attempting to sell them onto whatever your business or program is that you do, whether in property, NDIS, sell courses, or whatever else your business is or industry you're in. Doesn't really matter. This works across the board. Now, we're talking obviously around lead magnets. Now, lead magnets is one of the most important areas for you to be able to build that consistency. And that's what we spoke about in the last episode, was about consistency in your ability to have a brand that can operate and generate inbound inquiries. Now, lead magnets, if you don't know what they are at the end of the core. They are the most simple way of putting it, something that people can download, watch, or utilize to understand that they need your service more now that they have access to the magnet or the lead magnet. So what the rundown on it is, we're talking about ebooks, we're talking about webinars, we're talking about quizzes, as well as things like reports, things like educational courses, free courses, paid courses, anything that allows you to teach people. But the main ones I want to take you through today and the ones that I want you to write down, I want you to memorize, is the most important three lead magnets that you can have in your business. Now, these aren't the three most important funnels, but they're the three most important lead magnets. If you're going to build one, these are the ones that you should build. Now, the first one I'm going to be talking about today, and before I get into it, the third one is going to be the most important for anything that you do in your business. It's going to be the most pivotal for you to be able to create a high converting funnel. Now, the first one I'm going to be talking about is ebooks. Now, ebooks are a really consistent way to generate a lead because it gives people a bit of information around a topic that they want more information on. So when we're building an ebook, we're wanting to break down exactly what does someone want out of it. And realistically, that's for any sort of lead magnet. But an ebook doesn't have to be something that you ship to their house, like what you see with Alex Hormozy, where he's got his books. It's not something where you see with a lot of the top coaches, the top authors, they will have a free plus, free book plus just pay shipping. Now, that's not what we're talking about when we're talking about an ebook. When we talk about ebook, we're talking about asset piece someone can download online. Now, if you have the resources to go and write a book and you can ship it to their house and you can have an ebook version that you can just deliver to them on Kindle or whatever it is, and you do have the ability to ship one to their house, more the merrier, great, but the facility to be able to build that and have that work, you want to be able to test it first. So obviously you're wanting to test what ebook it is you have. You don't want to go and spend all the time going through the publication process to write a book, get all the distribution ready, and then realize that you literally can't push this book. No one wants to buy it. No one wants to even download it, let alone pay shipping. They don't want it at all. So we want to firstly test our ebooks that we push out. So with new clients, we'll normally push 3 to 5 different ebooks. We'll go and create videos around each of those topics of ebooks, and we'll find out what ebook gets the right style of lead. We'll find out what people resonate most with, and then we'll start to build the content further on that ebook. Now, It's really easy. You don't have to do it in a PDF if you don't want to. Now, PDF is basically just you upload a PDF into the browser, so that way when people go to download it, they go to the PDF link and they can just press it, they can open it up and they can download it. Mainly what we do is we build our ebooks per se into what's called a landing page. Now, the reason and the benefit for having your ebook into a landing page is it allows you to put marketing on there. It allows you to put tracking on there. I can have tracking from the CRM system that we use. If you use our CRM Mattis or if you use any other CRM like HubSpot or whatever, you'll be able to put a little tracking code on that ebook landing page. And you can actually track where they've up to on the page, when they've last visited the page. You can do that, and that allows you to feed into the CRM. Now, with some CRMs, you can actually trigger automations based on when people open the link for that landing page, and some very interesting things we can do. But down to the core form, why do we want to put our ebooks on a landing page? The reason we want to put them on the landing page is because we can have upsells, we can have marketing, we can have emails, we can have pop-ups. So three things you want to make sure is that it's got videos explaining the content further or upselling. The second thing is we're wanting to make sure that it has pop-ups that have a call to action to an upsell. And the third thing is that we want to make sure that whatever this ebook is, it has a really clear outsource of firstly the about us, and the second part of the about us is what do people get out of this. So a lot of people find they build their ebooks and then they realize they built it all about themselves. They built it about what we want to achieve for you, what we want to do for you. It's about the person who's downloaded it. It's the strategy they can use. It's the tips they can use. So that's the key with ebook asset pieces and lead magnets. Now, you want to keep them concise. You want to keep them very refined and very short. Remember, someone's downloading it from an ebook online. They're downloading it from Facebook. They just want to achieve the goal that you've promised them on Facebook. Now, if you can promise the right goal and the right achievement, then the ebook will hit very, very well for them. They'll be very satisfied with the information you can give if you can answer the question to whatever that is. Now, I want to take you through one of the biggest industries that use this report ebook kind of thing. If you're running that, it's the same in philosophy. If you make this very bold claim on the front end and then they get there to a payment page, they're like, oh, I don't really want it that much. News anchors do it so they can get you on their monthly subscription of $1, $2, $12, whatever it is. But as a whole, we always offer out our ebooks for free because they're free asset pieces for us to collect some sort of information. So technically, it's not free. If I'm collecting information from you, that's what a lead magnet is to collect info. So we don't charge to access the ebook, but what we charge you is for your email, your phone number, your name. And if you don't get the right phone number, you don't get the ebook because we only send it to you via text message. So for clients that are very heavily on wanting to build an email list, we'll send it to the email. If it's a client that wants to build a phone number list because they've got a sales team that they want to push that way, then we'll push the phone number. So the ebook, they download it through the form, and it only sends a link via the text message, which means they have to put the correct phone number in if they want to get access to the ebook. So that's the first one. Ebooks as our first lead magnet that we're going to discuss today. One of the most valuable asset pieces, and one of the asset pieces that I rarely will run any campaign without. Now, the second asset piece we're going to be talking about today is a course or a video program. Now, we call these video sales letters. Now, a video sales letter can be something that, in grand terms, can be a value. It can be us walking them through how to achieve something. It can be into a course program where there's three breakdowns of course content. If you're a PT and you want to, you know, get someone to understand your style of how you coach people, then you could put 3 5-minute videos in there to be able to get them to understand it. If you're an online coach, if you're a property company, it would be about getting them to understand the strategy to get the achievement that you promised them on the front end on how you got them in to want to even download that asset piece at all. So as they download that asset piece, you've promised them something. Whatever industry you're in, this course or these videos are now about trying to get them to understand the strategy of how they can achieve it themselves. Now, you don't have to give everything away, but you're just trying to inspire them enough to make sure that they understand that you have the answer that they're looking for. That's going to make it a lot easier when you start to upsell, and that's going to make it a lot easier when you start to call them, email them, asking them to take action on a particular program or an offer or to buy a property, because you have the strategy that's going to help them build their portfolio, right? So this works in every industry. It's not like this is industry specific, only to one little area. Now, the thing with this area is that it's about building brand. People have to begin to trust you. With the ebook, you don't have to build so much brand with it, because they might never even see a video. They might never hear your voice. They might never anything like that. Now, with the video side of things, you can hire actors, you can outsource it. But we use the video course section about being able to show a little bit more in depth on industries that potentially are a little bit scamming. They're a little bit fraudulent. They're industries that people don't have a lot of trust or faith in. Now, that's a lot of industries these days, with a lot of people trying to go out and always make $1 million in their first attempt of building a business. But as we break that down, there's a lot of people that are just standoffish. And what we're trying to do with this particular asset piece is we're trying to show them that we know what we're talking about, and we're conditioning them potentially for the format and how we're going to sell them. If I sell them over landing pages, sell them over email, we're lawyers, ebooks work phenomenally, because we're always going to be communicating over email. We're always going to be going written form back. If I sell over in person, if I sell over, it's an online course program that you're signing up to. If I sell over that we're going to be doing regular Zooms to monitor the success of what you're getting, I'm probably not going to lean towards the ebook route, because that's not the facilitation of how my product works. My facilitation of how my product works is in a live and digital format. So I'm going to record the videos, because that's the facilitation that's going to best transition from lead magnet through to sale. So the difference on that is looking at how does your business facilitate a sale and how can we transition that. Now, that doesn't mean that if you have an online program that you shouldn't be running ebooks. They are the most important asset piece that you can have in your business, because they can the most consistent to run. Great. The second option is your landing page. Now, in here, if you're using a CRM, RCRM Matis, that allows you to actually upload a full course program inside of it. A lot of CRMs these days do offer it. Otherwise, you can go to course program builders. Alternatively, you don't have to build it into a login area course where they have to be sent their logins, etc., because that puts a level of barrier around a lead magnet. One of the other things you can do if you want a lower barrier of entry, just to scratch that for a sec, if you want the higher barrier of entry and know that if people end up logging in and watching, they're going to be a much better quality, then for sure having it in academy area is going to help. If you want to lower that barrier to entry and get more volume coming through, and as the lead magnet says, you're trying to get volume of leads so your sales team have more to call, then the lead magnet of having it just on a landing page that's not password protected allows you to be able to get people to submit a form initially, and then once they've submitted the form, they'll be sent to the link that has the video on it. That's one of the simplest ways to build this, and you can build it through any website builder. It's basically just having a form, and then once that form submission has happened, it allows you to go through to the landing page. Again, same principles apply. If we want to make sure people's phone numbers are correct or their emails are correct, we're only going to send that link where to? To their phone number, which is going to mean that they only get the website link to access that training video if they put in the correct phone number. Okay, moving on to the third and the final asset piece that I think can really change a lot of businesses. And it's not something that's new. It's not something that people haven't tried before, but it's webinars. Now, I've seen webinars work very, very well for one of my initial mentors that I worked with. And I saw the ability that they had to get people to a webinar through email marketing. Now, that was surprising to me, because I've never been someone that understood email marketing at that stage, as we're talking 5 years ago now. But email marketing was one of those things that I never really backed. I said, oh, it's all going to be done through social medias and ads. And, you know, being able to get people into a webinar is a great asset in lead magnet to revive old leads. They're a great way to send a text blast, an email blast to revive old leads. They're a great way to put out on social media that you're running a webinar, as well as on, of course, the paid media, the bread and the butter of what we do. On the paid media, it allows you to be able to generate a very, very strong lead to attend a webinar. Now, we've got two options with webinar lead magnets. We've got a live webinar and we have a pre-recorded webinar. Now, in a live webinar, we are basically having to get people to attend at the time we want the webinar. So if it's a monthly webinar, a weekly webinar, we have to make sure that they are available for that time. Now, that means you've also got to be active on that session. You've got to deliver it. You've got to be good on it. You've got to be able to speak the right language to the right people and get them to convert or get them to feel nurtured and that they've learned something on that webinar. Now, as a whole, the webinar doesn't need to sell from it. It really doesn't. The webinar can literally close off with a whole bunch of value as a webinar is supposed to have. And at the end of the webinar, you can make the decision if you're going to sell or if you're going to close it off there and the sales team are going to follow up with people after that. Now, I've always done a sort of 50-50 approach where we do sort of like a medium close at the end. We give everyone the opportunity to take action, but the goal is to get people to go through and call them afterwards through the sales team. Now, the other option is running a pre-recorded webinar. And this is hosted through a software. We have it inside of our Matter CRM where you can actually host pre-recorded webinars as well. But it means that you can just set up regular times that webinar is going to run. If it's every 15 minutes, if it's every day, if it's every half an hour, and people can just subscribe. They come to the landing page, they register for the webinar, they pick the time, and then they get to the area and it says it's starting in 15 minutes. Now, it doesn't matter if anyone else is watching it at the same time. Doesn't matter if you're available. People can download and watch that lead magnet whenever it best suits them. But a majority of the time, we can make the webinar feel like no one else is, that it's not live. We can make it feel like it's a live event that people are actually watching in real time. So the difference between the live and the non-live is that sometimes the back and forth interaction between leads or people watching it can sometimes be a bit skewy. So with the pre-recorded ones, we obviously naturally record it in a way that that back and forth interaction is a little bit limited. Now, either way you want to do it, the best way that Russell Brunson says is that if you can do the live webinars and you can do 50, 60, 70 of those live webinars, you'll get really, really good at it. And then you can go and record your pre-recorded one. And once you can record your pre-recorded one, you'll know that that pre-recorded one's going to convert at a very high rate. So that is the journey that you want to go on to be able to build the three main areas in your business and lead magnets. Now, the last two, if you're running a pre-recorded webinar that people can watch at any given time, it's basically the same as a course. But the value on the live webinar can be immensely important for being able to get people and community around. So those three lead magnets are going to help your business drastically grow. Does not matter the industry you're in, if you're in finance, NDIS, building houses, or even if you're just a coach, these lead magnets are going to work, or especially if you're a coach, I should say. These lead magnets are going to work to be able to help you build out your business. If you do have any questions around how you can best optimize the lead magnet, feel free to reach out. But alternatively, just remember, and the key thing that I'm going to leave you on here is that people want something out of downloading this asset piece. They're not doing it for you to be able to sell them. They're doing it so they can achieve the strategy, the goal, the thing they want. So make it about them achieving what they want. Don't give them too much, but it's about making sure that they feel like they're fully fulfilled. Meet them where they're at. Their understanding is probably a lot less than yours. So you can meet them there and go, this is what we're going to help you do. We're going to help you understand how you can achieve X, Y, and Z. Doesn't mean you have to share every last bit of information with them. But what it does mean is that you can get them to understand that you are the source that's going to help them move forward without telling them you're the source that's going to help them move forward. And you do that by just showing them the roadmap of how they could achieve it for themselves. And 99% of the time, they're always going to come back to you then and ask for your opinion on how you can better help them do it. So that's the roadmap on the three lead magnets that are going to help you scale your business. I hope that was valuable, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.